This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey's raised the stakes in its dispute with the U.S., adding more than $500 million in tariffs on a list of U.S. imports. Last week, Washington doubled its penalties on Turkish aluminum and steel exports, citing national security. The White House has called the Turkish move regrettable. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying they have nothing to do with Turkey's economic woes, which include a weak currency, high inflation, and debt.
Certainly, we're monitoring the situation with respect to the Turkish economy and the decline of the lira, but Turkey's economic problems, those are part of a long-term trend, something of its own making and not the result of any actions the United States has taken.
Relations have soured over the detention of Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson, who stands accused of a role in the failed 2016 coup. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert held out the hope such issues could be resolved.
There's clearly work that is left to be done. The diplomacy continues. I anticipate that we will be talking with the Turkish government at some point in the future about the case of Pastor Brunson and the case of other Americans.
It's a sentiment shared by Turkey's foreign minister.
Her şeye rağmen, biz
Mevlüt Cavusoglu saying, despite everything, Turkey is ready to talk about everything to solve the existing problems as equal partners with no threats or dictates. Turkey's finance minister, meanwhile, is to speak with nervous foreign investors in a conference call later Thursday. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has filed submissions in the opposition's court challenge to last month's disputed election, narrowly won by the ruling ZANU-PF party, Movement for Democratic Change leader Nelson Chamisa, insisting the vote was rigged. A Libyan appeals court Wednesday sentenced 45 people to death by firing squad for killings in the capital Tripoli committed during the 2011 uprising. Dozens of others received prison terms. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, gunmen launched a fresh attack in the capital Kabul, this time targeting a base and training center for the Afghan intelligence service. Casualties are unknown at this point. Wednesday, at least 34 were killed in a suicide blast at an education center in the city claimed by Islamic State. The U.S. was quick to condemn it. Again, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
There are some factions, some elements of the Taliban that clearly are not on board with peace. Others do want to have peace negotiations and peace discussions. Those who don't support peace, I think we are seeing them act out at this time. And that does not dissuade us from our commitment to Afghanistan or our commitment to the overall Afghan-led, Afghan-owned peace process.
Several violent incidents have occurred this past week, including Taliban attacks on cities and military outposts. Israel has reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing point to Gaza for commercial goods and extended the fishing zone off the southern coast, part of an Egyptian-mediated effort to ease tensions. Russell Stone, American University professor emeritus, the Center for Israel Studies, was asked if this is a purely humanitarian gesture.
No, it's strategic. It's not just humanitarian. It is, of course. It has humanitarian importance, but it signals a willingness to ease tensions on a formula that Israel calls quiet for quiet. If Hamas de-escalates its attacks on Israel, Israel is willing to ease its restrictions.
Egypt is attempting to pursue a longer-term ceasefire. The U.S. Wednesday imposed sanctions on a Russian port service agency and Chinese firms for aiding North Korean ships and selling goods to Pyongyang in violation of international sanctions. Cambodia's Election Commission declared the ruling party winner of all seats in parliament following last month's elections in which there was no opposition to longtime Prime Minister Hun Sen. Shortly afterwards, the U.S. acted. Again, spokesperson Nauert.
We are expanding the visa restrictions initiated on December 6, 2017, on individuals involved in the undermining of democracy in Cambodia. The expanded entry restrictions may apply to individuals both within and outside the Cambodian government who are responsible for the most notable anti-democratic actions taken in the run-up to the flawed July 29th election.
A Cambodian government spokesman predicted the restrictions would have little effect. A Malaysian court said the murder trial of two women will proceed in the case of the poisoning of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They could face the death penalty for their role in the murder of Kim Jong-nam by smearing his face with the nerve agent VX at the Kuala Lumpur airport in February of last year. The women insist they were tricked. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.